right, DJ B, warming us up there with a number called Dan Halen. Dan Halen.
It's colder than a witch's tit.
Yes, where we come in and play LPs and CDs and STDs. I was just seeing if you're paying attention. Computer files. It's not always LPs. Sometimes I come in with nothing but CDs. Sometimes, well, there's times when it's just a phone. This LP is Percy Faith, Jamaican Roomba. Roomba. It's October 15th, 2014. 2024. October 15th, that means scary movie time.
In the morning when most people are sleeping, to finish love while others are 系最最远离我们家道十一月五号请求。
Oh my goodness, what the hell is going on?
They had black stations, and they had stations for white people and stations for black people. When I would go to a city to appear, the black people would be downstairs and the white people would be upstairs. It was called white spectators. But Tutti Frutti broke that barrier. The white people would leap over that upstairs, and it came downstairs. Tutti Frutti, wop, bop, bloop, bop. When I got to them, bam, boom, they was downstairs.
How did you feel, though, when everybody's upstairs and downstairs, and then Pat Boone covered that song? For those who don't know what cover means, he actually took your song, recorded it himself, and put it out and had a hit with it.
And outsold more records, because the stations would play him and wouldn't play me. The white kids would take my record home, and their mothers wouldn't want my record in the house, because they called I was too rockers, and they said that my records was evil and demonic, and that I was too wild. And Pat Boone had the clean-cut image with the white bucks on.
Right.
He looked like he was sent from glory, you know, to tell a story.
What did you think of his version of Tutti Frutti?
I thought it was very weak. You know what I thought, Rick? You know, I call a spade a spade. I thought it was weaker than weak, because he said, "Wop, bop-a-loom, bop-a-lop, bam-boom, Tutti Frutti, oh, Rudy." And I said, "Wop, bop-a-loom, bop-a-lop, bam-boom, Tutti Frutti, woo!" And it was different. It was power.
Oh!
It was power. When I did it, plus I wrote it, it was my song.
It was
your
baby.
At the time, I felt that Pat Boone was blocking and stopping me. You know, I didn't realize what was truly happening till I got older.
Yeah.
And really be truthful, Pat Boone was a blessing to my music, because he made it more acceptable to whites. He opened the door to a field, a way that they wouldn't have let me through. You know, I was a black guy and the white girls were screaming over me in the South, and a beautiful black guy like me with pretty hair and beautiful skin.
It had to be tough.
And pretty eyes.
It had to be tough.
And you know, I'm not conceited either.
No. At all. What color are your eyes? Are they green?
Are they green? They brown? They get black? Sometimes I'll be attacked. I'm not exact. But it's a fact they are there. I'm on a roll.
He is on a roll.
Wop, bop, loom, bop, lop, bop, bop, tooty, tooty.
Shut it up. Hey, hey, hey. is crying, crying. Lonely teardrops. My pillow never dried. Lonely teardrops. Come home, come home. Just say, we'll see you.
Jackie Wilson, Lonely Teardrops. We just dropped a bunch of solid gold songs from back in the day. When back in the day? Well, Jackie Wilson recorded that on October 15th, 1958. Before that was Tutti Frutti, 57. You know, Little Richard. Because I did play a Little Richard in the beginning. I played Good Golly, Miss Molly. Because he recorded that on October 15th, 1956. Is that right? Yeah, he did. So that's why I played that. He recorded that at the New Orleans J&M studio. Good numbers to get us started to. Yeah. I love Little Richard. Also, I love that song, Good Golly, Miss Molly. Because I, too, have eyes for a Miss Molly. So, works great, you know. In the very beginning, we played a song by Moby Grape titled Come in the Morning. Moby Grape from 1967, San Francisco psychedelic band. Do you remember them? No? Well, now you've heard of them. Moby Grape. Also on October 15th, 1942, Don Stevenson, drummer of Moby Grape, was born in Seattle, Washington. So maybe some more of Moby Grape later. Who else? Birthday. It says Tito Jackson's birthday. Oh, interesting. Tito Jackson died not too long ago. Well, I can play a number by Tito later. For sure. It says October 15th, 1917, a feller by the name of Paul Tanner is born. He's in the Glenn Miller Orchestra. You know them. Moonlight Serenade. It says he's the electrotheremin pioneer. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting. What the hell is a theremin? And then I had to do some homework and look up what the hell was a theremin. A theremin's a pretty cool instrument. So we can play some numbers or songs or groups or musicians that are playing that instrument. I'll start with a little of this fella named Paul Tanner of the Glenn Miller Orchestra. I'll start off with a number by him. It's his own thing, doing his own thing with the theremin. This one's called Misty Moon Blues, and he's also performing it with Andre Montero and his orchestra in 1958. After my friend DJ B finishes with his number here on his little contraption.
The theremin is an electronic musical instrument. It was invented in 1919 by a Russian physicist, Leon Theremin. Besides its unusual appearance, the theremin is also unique in that it's played without being touched. The theremin typically consists of a box with two metal antennas which create an electromagnetic field. The musician stands in front of the instrument and moves his hands in the proximity of the two antennas, which forms a capacitor between his hands and the antennas. The capacitance of the electromagnetic field varies by the distance between the player and the instrument. The upright antenna controls the pitch. When the right hand approaches the antenna, the pitch gets higher. When the hand moves away from it, the pitch gets lower again. Small, rapid movements of the right hand can create vibrato. The loop antenna controls the volume. Approaching the antenna makes the volume softer, so the left hand is responsible for dynamics and articulation. There is no physical contact with the instrument. Playing the theremin in a precise melodic way requires much practice. Pitch control is especially challenging, as there's no guidance, no keys or fingerboard positions. The player has to rely on his ear, and he can only correct a pitch when it is audible. Skilled players who control the combination of movements precisely can achieve complex and expressive performances.
Thank you.
Hey, that number was only a couple, 2.5 minutes. I'm playing one more for Mr. Paul Tanner and Andre Montero and his orchestra. I'm playing one more. It's only 2 minutes. Misty Moon Blues, Misty Moon Blues. In 1958, and it's his birthday today, Mr. Paul Tanner. Playing the theremin. On Sunday morning, I got up and I turned on my little phone and went out into the garden and began doing gardening work, yes, yes, snipping away at leaves. And I had my little phone on, and it was quiet out. And Radio Valencia was playing. I listened to Sufficient Grounds, a show that comes on Sunday morning. And I listened to Marco Middlesex after that with his show. And it was, I didn't realize how good of a time, how the two mix well together. Radio Valencia and gardening go well together. And I was like, thanks, DJ Sully and DJ Marco Middlesex. And then I'm like, man, I want to create a set for people to garden to. Well, anyway, here's a quick tune. You know this. This is the Beach Boys. But when they say good vibrations in the song, that's when they use the theremin. So we can play this one popular song here. Let's listen.
On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air, I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. Somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
She's by my excitations. By my good vibrations. She's by my excitations. By my good vibrations. She's by my excitations. Vibrations are happening with her. Gotta keep those love good. Vibrations are happening with her. Gotta keep those love good. Vibrations.
Pump it up.
vibrations, good vibrations, good vibrations. It could also, you can overplay a song so much it could be bad vibrations then, in a way. No, I hate to say that about that song. I love that song, but I had to cut it short there. But I did play it. I played it because I wanted us to hear the theremin in there. What are you going to be for Halloween? The theremin can be used. It can be used for spookiness, too, as we see here. Yeah, it was nice listening to Radio Valencia on my little phone out there while I was gardening. It almost sounded like a tin can. It was like AM radio out there in the fuzzy leaves. I mean, the sticky leaves with crystals and whatnot. Crystals on the leaves, I'm saying. Of whatever plant I was out there tending to and snipping away at and cutting. I was like, I want to create a set for gardening. So here's my gardening set. Maybe someone else is out there doing gardening or other chores. Here on RadioValencia.fm. While I was gardening, I was also participating in, well, I was having a cannabis session too, so you can participate in that. You can partake and then enjoy this set. I'm out for a minute. We'll be right back. just heard the first two songs off Stevie Wonder's Journey Through the Secret Life of Plants. Now here's from Mort Garrison, or Mort Garrison's Mother Earth's Plantasia. With Plantasia. Thank you. Oh yeah, we just in here getting trippy. You know, we just listened to Mort Garrison, two songs off of Mort Garrison's Plantasia. We heard Plantasia and Symphony for a Spider Plant. Yes, came out in 1976, a great year. And before that, we listened to Journey Through the Secret Life of Plants, two songs off of that. Stevie Wonder. It was released October 30th, 1979. Stevie Wonder. I hope you enjoyed that little gardening set for you, if you're gardening right now. I was gardening, and it was nice to hear RV. I turned on yesterday morning RV at around 10, and I heard... Well, I was doing some more yard work. Yes, yes. Now, and I got to hear Mr. Rocker Smooth do his show, The Balcony, from 10 to noon on Mondays. Oh, good stuff, good stuff. Always great programming here on LP Lounge. I mean, on Radio Valencia. And we can use more. We can use more shows. If you're listening and you would like to come on here and play music and or talk, you know, you can talk too. You don't have to play music. Just give somebody a holler here. The email. See the email there on the site? Oh, good. Dial it in. Do what you gotta do. Earlier we heard Good Vibrations. It was released on October 10th. Good Vibrations was released on October 10th, 1966. Oh, that's interesting how all of these things have to do with October. Some of it I plan, some of it I don't. This is DJ B playing the music. I'm microphone. By the music, I mean I'm playing the hits, the tunes. I mean, DJ B's playing hits too, but his are on his own little... You hear that? He's doing that with his little device. Yeah, he's adding those beats. Okay, you get it, you get it. Okay, you get it, audience. Did you know that on October 15th, 1987... Oh, this will be a good song to play when we have our intermission coming up. It says Joe Satriani's second full-length album, Surfing with the Alien, is released. The popular all-instrumental album kicks open the door for similarly styled guitar shred albums. It's shredding! It's guitar shredding! It's Joe Satriani. Okay, well, we can listen to that. That'll make a great intermission. I just feel like I'm in a video game, like some kind of 90s video game when Joe Satriani plays. On October 15th, 1973, Neil Young releases the live album Time Fades Away. On October 15th, 1988, UB40's cover of Neil Diamond's Red Red Wine hits number one. Well, it says finally hits number one on the Billboard's Hot 100. Over 4 years after its initial release, lead singer Ali Campbell says, that they always knew it was a reggae. They always knew it as a reggae song and had no idea that Neil Diamond wrote it. Yes, Neil Diamond wrote Red Red Wine in 1967. Originally the writer, performer, and he recorded it. On his second studio album, Just For You. Thank you for listening to these tidbits of info that I'm sharing with you. What's this tune called you're playing, DJ B? Synergistic, okay. You said you're leaving early today? Okay. I'll be here to play the jams then.
Blue, it shoots up through the stony ground. but there's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck. You're not moving anywhere. You thought you'd found a friend to take you out of this place, someone you could lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel like it's a beautiful day. You're in the mud, in the maze of her imagination. You love this town, even if that doesn't ring true. You've been all over, and it's been all over you. It's a beautiful day. Seven seas swallowing the moon. East of fingers, north of Eden. Laughter is the evidence of freedom. I saw Adam asking Eve for a pardon. It wasn't a woman who threw God out of the garden. See the bird with a leaf in her mouth. After the flood, all the colors came out. It was a beautiful day. Don't let it get away. It's a beautiful day.
Intermission. This is Surfing with an Alien. Joe Satriani. Enjoy the intermission. Yes, yes. We just heard U2 with Beautiful Day. Can't believe I just played that, because anymore, anything by Bono. Ugh. Although his daughter is really cool. I like old U2.